Welcome to Focus for Health. We use the word focus. We're talking about removing distraction. We're talking about creating a pinpoint of focus, of awareness, not of everything going on around us, but of that one thing that we want. Oftentimes, that starts with simply seeing where you want to go. One of the biggest challenges with people when they go to set a goal is they just don't know what they want. I want you to think about that for a moment. Before we begin, I want you to make sure that you have the entire time necessary to listen, relax, and focus. Have a goal in mind. Now, a lot of times when people go to focus, and they say, well, I tried to do it, but I just got distracted. I tried to do this, but, you know, I had friends doing this, or my family was doing that. I want you to realize that you have the power to influence and control your environment. And the one reason why people generally do not achieve their goals is because they get distracted along the way. They get unfocused. And these distractions oftentimes are just the way they're normally used to doing things. You have the power to change that. I want you to think about that for a moment. Think of something that you really want. Health-wise, for example. Now, here's a couple of criteria for you. First of all, if you're setting a goal to achieve something, you want to make sure that that goal is reasonable. So whatever that target is, make sure it's an achievable target. For example, if you have 100 pounds to lose and you want to lose it by Christmas time, given that you've never done that before in your life and given the amount of time that you have between now and Christmas, or maybe now on a special date of some kind, maybe you've got a wedding coming up and you've got X amount of weight to lose. You want to look great. Make sure that you've done enough research that you know what you can make happen. And this is where really knowing yourself and being honest with yourself comes into play. There's something else important here too. When we talk about focus, one of the things that when we get going on a journey that people have issues with is they sometimes lack a belief within themselves. And I want you to understand this. Regardless of what people have said to you in the past, and regardless of what family members have said or what people may say to you every day, right here, right now, listen to this very carefully. Right here now, you have infinite potential. Whatever you can conceive and believe, your body will make real. Let me say that again. Whatever you can conceive and believe, your body will make real. So, let's remove the self-doubt. And maybe there's a voice inside your head that's saying, well, you've tried to do it, you failed. And that's all you're thinking about. Understand this. The thoughts in your head are yours to control. And you can go ahead and doubt yourself all you want. Or right now, in the privacy of your own mind, you can relax. Take time to believe in yourself. Because when it comes right down to it, there is no reason why, once you set a great goal, once you set a great target, that you cannot achieve it. When it comes to life, it is your life. You are in control of it, not somebody else. And we are great excuse makers. And we say, well, I couldn't do this, my partner's not on board with it, or I can't eat properly because my parents do this or that, or my kids need this or that, or yeah, I wasn't able to make it to the gym today because of this, that, and the next thing. And excuse. You know, if it's really important to you, you'll take time to make it happen. And the fact is, I want you to move from making excuses to making this a reality. I want you to believe in yourself. So let's start to believe in ourselves. I love that word, start. Start with your self-esteem. There's nothing wrong with you believing in yourself. There's nothing wrong with you knowing that you and you alone will determine the success of this goal you set. Well, think about it. Are there really factors out there that are beyond your control? I mean, who controls what you wear in the morning? Well, basically you do, right? Who controls what you eat? You do. Nobody pins you down and forces you to eat popcorn and chips. So you have all the control. And the fact is, eating healthy and buying healthy foods is a matter of education. It's not really that much more expensive than eating junk food. And most people that eat out all the time spend way more money on the food than if they just ate at home. So really, there's no excuse. And at the end of the day, you should own your health. You should own your life. So let's for a moment imagine this. There's no one like you in the world. You are amazing. You're fantastic. And as you're listening to this, maybe you've got your eyes closed. And I want you to forget about any self-doubt that you have. Think about it. There's nobody like you in the world. Everything in your life has brought you to a point that makes you completely unique. Now, I want you to stop comparing yourself to this person or that person. It's not about that. They have their own issues too. Everybody wants to compare. Oh, I can't be like them. They're so much better. No, they're not. We all have issues. We all have problems. There is not one person in the world that is free from problems. We all have them. Now, you have the power to change. You have the power to make amazing things happen. And you're going to make amazing things happen. So believe in yourself. Take some time to write down on a mirror in front of you, I am enough. I am enough. I believe in myself. After all, why not? I mean, if you're not going to believe in yourself, who is? Take time to realize that. I am enough. Believe and you shall achieve. You're amazing. Go one step further now. Being amazing, being fantastic. Feeling better and better about yourself each and every day. And how wonderful it is. So, now that you're believing in yourself and feeling better about yourself and celebrating your uniqueness, I want you to set a target, set a goal. What is that target going to be? What is that goal? Now, on many healthy living programs, if it was weight loss, for example, an average weight loss of a few pounds a week is natural. It's good, it's healthy. There are some programs out there where somebody might lose between 5 and 10 pounds a week. And that's all fine. As long as it's sustainable and as long as it doesn't cause harm to your health, rapid weight loss can be very inspirational. That's great. Maybe you've got a run you're going on. Maybe there's a goal you need to achieve there. We think about that. And it's going to be amazing. So now looking at this, and realizing, yes, I can make this happen. And you're feeling better and better about it. Better and better. How wonderful is that? So set a target. What do you want that target to be? And when you set a target, let's take that target and let's write it down and put it on the wall somewhere. Now, in working towards that target, we want to make sure that whatever that target is, and I want you to think about it for a minute. What is your target? Relax. Think about it. What do you want? What really is going to make your life great? Ultimately, health. Health of some kind is going to make your life great. Think about that. Relax. Now, you're focused. And you're feeling great. Now, you've got your target. What's your action plan going to be? You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and have a plan in your mind. Maybe it's going to be to eat certain foods. Maybe it's going to be to walk a certain distance. Maybe it's going to be just to do something amazing. What will that be? What will you do? What will you make happen? Your action plan, lay it out. Now, in the creation of an action plan, make sure that you are not harmed. And when you set your goal, your target, make sure it harms nobody in the process of doing that. So say you have an action plan, and maybe that action plan is to get on one of these amazing diets, a ketogenic diet, for example. And maybe the plan is to cut all the sugars out. Maybe you're eating special foods. Focus. Maybe it's something you've never done before. Focus. So then you need to make sure that you've done your research, you've got the resources available, you've got all the food and all the knowledge necessary, you've talked to all the right people, and you know what you need to do to make this happen. Fantastic. Now, here's where it gets really exciting. In your action plan, sometimes things change. Now, maybe your plan was to get in shape for a certain run. And you had an injury. So then you needed to react. You need a response, a reaction. Your leg's not working, or maybe you've damaged your Achilles tendon. And you can't walk properly. However, you can still focus on all the other things you can do. It's one of the challenges that people run into. When they go to do things, they tend to focus on limitation and restriction. I want you to focus on what you can do. When people go to eat healthy, they tend to focus on what they can't have. And I want to tell you this, no matter what plan you are on, no matter what diet you're on, no matter what healthy focus, no matter what workout you're doing, there are so many things in there that you can do. So keep in mind, be flexible. Always have that goal in mind, that target. Have it written out. Understand that you have the power to achieve it. You have the power to achieve it. That's great. And then finally, tenacity. Your ability to stick to it. Don't give up. Remember, each and every day you do this, and sometimes maybe you're going by weight. And there are so many different things that affect our weight when we're on a healthy journey. I want you to understand this. When you think about it, if you're eating healthy and you are cutting out the carbs and cutting out the sugar, and I'm a firm belief, sugar is the enemy. Sugar is the enemy. You cut sugar out and you cut all these carbs out that your body really doesn't need. You get yourself into ketosis. And you work out properly. You do the research you need to do. These are just examples. You will be successful. You'll start losing weight. You'll be blown away by how successful you can be. And keep in mind, things like the weather, how hot it is, how much time you spent outside, how much running you did, how much walking you did, how much you did not do, all affect how you lose weight. in the grand picture, in the grand scheme of things, when you eat healthy and you have a healthy lifestyle, and you look at the things that you're eating, and you look at the things that you're doing, and all the things that you're doing all add up to healthy decisions, decisions that are right for you, you will win every time. You just have to stop doing all the easy things. And what is an easy thing? I'm always amazed by the people that, when they do the easy things, they go to make change happen. But they're used to having potatoes all the time. They're used to having popcorn all the time. They're used to having beverages all the time with friends. And they say, oh, I can't quit doing that. I've got to go out with friends this weekend. Oh, we're having a movie night. I have to have popcorn. We're going to the movies. I have to have popcorn. No, you don't. You're just making excuses. Be stronger than your strongest excuse, because you're worth it. You are worth it. Healthy change is absolutely worth it. So if you've been following along, you realize we talked about your self-esteem. And as that weight starts coming off, and as you start feeling better and looking better, you are going to feel really great inside. That's your self-esteem. Your target is a goal that is reasonable for you to achieve. It's reasonable for you, not for somebody else. And of course, you don't want to make it too easy on yourself. You want to challenge yourself a little bit. You've got an action plan and you've got a reaction plan. You've got tenacity. If you spell that out, it means start. Start today. Continue tomorrow. You have the motivation. You are worth it. You are amazing. And I want you to think this in your mind right now. I am worth it. I am amazing. And when you think those things in your mind, I am worth it. I'm amazing. You know that there's going to be ups and downs. Golfers don't always win every single golf tournament they go in. However, they have fun doing it. And every once in a while, they rise to the top and they do win. Know this. This is your chance to rise to the top. This is your chance to make amazing things happen. After all, ask yourself this question. Why not? Why not me right now? Why not my turn right now to make this happen? Why not my turn right now to make this happen? Absolutely, why not? You deserve it. You are amazing. And forget about all the other things that people say. Oh, that's too hard. Oh, I can't believe you're doing that. That's so hard. This is your journey. You make it happen. It's your journey, and you are worth it. And as you relax and think about this right now, it's your journey. You can make it happen. You have the power. All you have to do is start and continue. Start and continue. Each and every time you listen to this, each and every time you relax and listen to this, believe absolutely that you are worth it. You're absolutely worth it. You are amazing, and you're better and better each and every day. Better and better each and every day. Believe that. It is truth. Believe it and know that you are absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it. Start and continue. Remove the distractions. Remove the negativity in your mind. You can do it. Let everyone else make the excuses. This is your time to shine. As you relax and think about it, remember, this is just you being the best you can be. This is all about you just being the best that you can be. You being the best you can be is better and better each and every day. Better and better. You being the best that you can be. Better and better each and every day. Believe in yourself. You are worth it. Each and every day is a new opportunity to start over again. Each and every day is a new opportunity to be the best. Have faith in yourself. You can do it. You're absolutely worth it. Believe and you shall achieve. Believe and you shall achieve. For more information on this and other audio recordings, find me online, jamescastelli.ca. Believe and you can achieve. You are amazing.